This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And if you like
Don't you just love that? Perfection. That's what you've got with the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, here to work your way through Friday with all the important news of the day. This is Dateline Nebraska, a jail fight this week. The smoking gun reports that two inmates in the Nebraska maximum security facility got into a fight after one of them allegedly stunk up his jail cell. 38-year-old Brian Brueggemann is said to have shoved his cellmate, 26-year-old Jesse Doris, into the bars after Doris complained about the smell he was emitting. Mr. Brueggemann now faces a felony count of assault by a confined person. He was given a month-long sentence for violating a protective order. He's behind bars awaiting trial on robbery charges. And apparently the food there is not agreeing.
Doesn't agree with you.
Excuse me, not agreeing with him, no. We all have said that we think the Pope is cool, right? And we pretty much all agreed the Pope is cool. So, Jennifer, you'll especially be interested in his pronouncement this week about wine.
Ooh, I
red,
love it.
Red wine. He spends a lot of his time talking about bad things, the cruel things going on in the world, and trying to fix them. He's ridiculed the church's obsession with abortion and gay marriage and contraception, promoted genuine respect for all people. He's got a pretty good sense of humor. At the end of the day, he seems an ideal candidate to share some schnapps with. And if truth be told, if he had the time, he'd be down to indulge as much as he could. He claimed wine is a necessity this week. His exact words
I know, right?
Water is needed to live, but wine expresses the abundance of the banquet and the joy of the celebration. Wine is necessary for our celebration.
That is. Agreed. Right.
Jennifer is our resident Catholic.
And your resident wino. So
yes, right. There, we put them together. And what do you got? Something very cool. There you go, the Pope.
Typically, priests don't have a problem with drinking. I mean, Catholics are known to put a few away.
Yeah. Nuns that I've known were pretty good at that as well. So, anyway, there's something that's good. Here's
When you have a political statement and all of that. Yeah, nuns aren't so good either.
Well, remember, I was married to one.
I know you were. You married a nun?
I did.
That was his only wife.
My only wife had been in a convent for 5.5 years, and she was...
And she met you and threw it all to the wind?
Well, she was having a relationship with a priest that wasn't working particularly well, and so she got out, and the first person she met was me. And 3.5 months later, we were married.
Wow.
And 3.5 months after that, she told me that she hated me and wished that she'd never seen me or met me.
Oh, jeez.
It was Valentine's
Day. We decided to have two kids.
Yes. And we decided to stick it out. And the two children that came out of it were fabulous. And our relationship was much better in the years after we got divorced. You may.
Did she have a reason to hate you at that point?
No. Well, not then. I mean, I was a kid that didn't know anything except I was supposed to be working.
She's a kid, too.
She was a kid, too.
Yeah, so did she have a
I think the reason that she didn't like me is because I gave her a telephone for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Like, you guys have a bad history with Valentine's Day. You gave her a telephone, and then she told you she hates you on Valentine's Day. Wow. Okay.
There you go. She didn't, I don't know that, well, she may have used the word hate. I think that did come out of her mouth. She just didn't understand me. And I didn't understand her. And at that age, who understands himself and or the person that he or she is married to? That's one of the reasons that I talk frequently about the vagaries of being married early. Give it as much time as you can because you need to.
Yep.
A lot of people get married at 23, 24, have children right away. And it just, in this era, I just don't see it working.
Oh, no, sometimes it does.
Yeah, not often, though. And name me one.
It used to. I mean, it seems like it used to. But
yeah, right. People, I think that's true, yeah.
The new, like, our generation, like, it doesn't work.
No, not at all.
No.
All right, so we were, somehow or other, got off onto selfies. I was talking about the things that are posted at DJV on Facebook, DJV show. Some things that we put up there, including the Patrick Stewart video, which is fabulous. And I was sort of said in the same breath or in the same few moments that I was now at a new gym and I had a new trainer. And I noticed something yesterday that makes some sense to talk about today. That is the number of people who bring their phones, their devices with them and continue to take pictures of themselves in front of the mirror.
Oh, yeah, that's the
thing. People who post these selfies, according to a posting at a university in London, there's a study that's been done as to why so many people share their workout pictures on social media. The results of the study are not flattering. The study, well, I don't know that this is news. I mean, you see these people with these pictures documenting their gym activities, and the study says they tend to be narcissists. Really?
Yeah.
Is that so? According to the research, the primary goal is to boast about how much time you invest in your looks. Apparently, the status updates earn more Facebook likes than other posts, but the fellow who did the study at Brunei University said narcissists more frequently update their achievements, and that is their posting is motivated by their need for attention and validation from their Facebook friends. The fellow goes on to say that although our results suggest that narcissist bragging pays off because they receive more likes and comments to their status update, it could be that their Facebook friends politely offer support while secretly disliking their ego. And mm-hmm. egotistical displays.
I mean, we've all been there where we hit like just because we're friends with the person, but you kind of roll your eyes.
And we're like, oh, man.
Right. But I just noticed these people doing it yesterday, the guys flexing and taking pictures of themselves. I think that's kind of
so weird.
It is.
It really is weird to me. I mean, I know people do it, but it's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many girls are going to, like, when are girls going to stop taking bathroom selfies?
I know, in the mirror all the time. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when, like, you know, when certain actresses will do it at award shows, and it's kind of funny if they're in the bathroom at the Golden Globes or whatever. But, I mean, regular people, you walk into a bathroom now at a restaurant, and there's some stupid girl taking a selfie in the mirror in a bathroom.
So out of control.
It's so weird.
Speaking of that, here's a company that is inspiring a line of bikinis for adults. A company called Enchanted Bikinis released a line of Disney princess-inspired bikinis for adult women who love all things Disney.
I looked at these, by the way.
And?
Did you?
And?
Well, I think there's a couple of them that are passable.
Snow
because
White?
I don't think that people would get exactly what you're going for, but I would take pause with the girl walking by me where it's very clearly like a Snow White bikini. I'd be like, okay.
Little Mermaid. Well,
the Little Mermaid one is an actual, like, when you, it's a strapless top, but it's actually, they're seashells.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
I didn't know. I don't know what the Cinderella one
was
like.
I think that one was like, it was like a blue one. The Sleeping Beauty one had like a ruffle around the rear end.
Yeah, the Cinderella one is okay. It's literally just a blue bikini with white straps and a little white ruffle. So
yeah, I think that was one of the passable ones, right?
The Pocahontas one is just ridiculous.
Actually, that's just the senator from Massachusetts.
Elizabeth Warren would never wear a bikini like that, nor should she.
I was going to say, you don't want to be looking at her in a bikini. So anyway, the site says the mission is, quote, to let the princess in you glow and enchant everyone and everybody around you when you wear your enchanted bikini.
These bathing suits are really not very flattering. Like, the girls, the models in these pictures are pretty skinny and pretty good shape, and it doesn't look good on them. So right. I have a feeling this isn't how you let your inner princess show.
All right. So when's the last time you wore a bikini, Kara?
Last summer, when it was warm enough to wear one to the pool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Victoria?
Same, last summer.
Yeah? Jennifer?
A few summers ago, I did the, did a bikini, like a tankini kind of deal. But now I found this really cute, like, retro-y kind of one piece that I'm really sad I need another bathing suit because I actually really liked it.
Oh.
It's really cute.
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you go online and you can see pictures of Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, and then just imagine what they look like
actually,
in a bikini.
Actually, none of us are narcissists. Oh, I was going to say, none of us have pictures in our bikinis, probably.
I was going to say, you think I'm posting pictures in the... No.
I have a question, though, Doug. When was the last time you wore a bikini?
I don't know that I ever wore a bikini.
Oh. What do you wear when you are at the beach or at a pool?
Things that look like my underpants.
Huh. Should you wear, like, the Speedo? Because I could imagine you being a Speedo.
No.
Yeah, do you go, like, all Euro?
No. No.
That's why probably. I feel like you have, though, and that's why you're saying it that way.
I beg your pardon. I have very baggy. The stuff that I work out in is very baggy. I'm not trying to call attention to what I look like. I just wear it because I want a loose fit so that I'm not all, tied up and stuff. Some of these guys wear things. I do remember getting a shirt, though, a couple of years ago that was tight. And it was, I don't know, it just didn't go over very well, so I didn't bother with it again.
Like a workout shirt?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
They have a lot of them, I've noticed a lot of guys wear, they're like a microfiber.
Yeah.
So it takes away the sweat and stuff.
Well, but that's the stuff, by the way. Remember we were talking last week about what happens in the oceans? These things, these lycra things disintegrate and get into the ocean, and the fish eat them, and the next thing you know, you'll be eating them.
Yeah, so, I know.
I don't want anybody eating my trunks. Something not to think about too much. 19 past the hour.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Just wait and see. Parts of me were made by you, and planets keep their distance too. The moon's got a grip on the sea, and you're gonna live forever in me. I guarantee it's your destiny.
Somehow or other, our discussion of Lycra has brought us around to a focus on John Mayer, who 4 years ago released his most recent full-length album, Paradise Valley. Fortunately for his fans, the wait is over. Next month, The Search for Everything will be released. He's teased a couple of some of the tunes, drops of these songs, the first two waves of new material. He's got 8 tracks, 3 of which reveal something pretty personal about his relationship with Katy Perry. Apparently he's not over her, but he's over everybody else. How many people has this guy been through?
Oh, he's been under pretty much everybody in Hollywood. So
yeah. Taylor Swift, Jessica Simpson, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Love Hewitt. He's been all over.
His songs still feel.
I know. He only likes Jay. He likes Jays, yeah.
Still feel like you're a man. You're going to live forever in me, moving on and getting over. Find indicative enough that he is feeling a sense of regret over past relationships. He was pretty frank about the song subject in a new interview that's in today's New York Times. Who else would I be thinking about? Asks the interviewer. He was talking about the track Still Feel Like Your Man, which features lines such as, I still keep your shampoo in my shower and still think I'm never going to find another you. We've all been there and done that, I think. He stressed
what is
that
so special about Katy Perry?
Nothing that I can see. But we all see people differently.
Yeah.
Right? I would keep her shampoo in my shower if she'd been there.
I was really happy when these two started dating because I don't like either of them, and I think that their egos would just complement each other really well. I think they're both obnoxious, so...
There you go.
They were a perfect pair, but guess not.
Speaking of obnoxious, Taylor Swift, who also has seen her time with John Mayer, is done fighting Spotify. and some of the other streaming services for royalties, and so she's going to become the master of her own destiny. And this week announced her own streaming service. She filed documents giving her the right to brand a website featuring non-downloadable multimedia content in the nature of audio recording. So now, if it's not downloadable, you just you have to go to this site every time you want to listen to a Taylor Swift song.
It'll be an app, probably, yeah. Oh. So that way, you can't really own the music, but you pay a monthly fee to listen to it.
Ah, and she's that egotistical. Do you think people are going to go do that?
People will. You know, people will, unfortunately. Really? She has a lot of fans. Yeah. Her Swifties will, they'll go.
Yeah, that's what the website is called, Swifties. If you recall, she feuded with Spotify a couple of years ago, and Spotify didn't come out of it very well, as well they might not have.
She's been battling over royalties.
Well, some of the other artists.
For a while.
Didn't they, some other people stood with her or behind her? And that problem with Spotify?
A few, and I can't really remember any of their names, but a few
Pandora,
did.
Spotify, both of these are pretty much known for screwing the performers, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Been, I mean, with regular radio, here's a reason if you care. Regular radio pays a fee through BMI and ASCAP.
Right.
The licensing agreements that they have is to pay a certain amount of money. They keep track of the songs, and a certain amount of their money, you know, they have to pay a fee to these organizations, sometimes thousands of dollars a month, for the right to play music, and that stuff is divided up amongst the performers. So Spotify and Pandora, I don't like to do that. So that's the story on Taylor Swift, boys and girls, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Some more embarrassing habits that our pets have. I get these questions all the time. For example, why does a male dog lift his leg on everything, including some people? Well, the reason is male dogs actually have sex hormones in their urine. And by lifting their legs and peeing sideways, these hormonal messages are read by other dogs who then leave their own message. It's kind of a doggy answering machine. One of the other things I get is why do dogs like drinking out of toilet bowls? And no one ever comes up with the answer. Well, let me tell you why. The coolest water in the house is in the toilet bowl. Porcelain keeps the water at the coolest temperature, therefore attracting the dogs and occasionally the cats to drink it up. And why do dogs sniff? You have company coming over to your house and the dog immediately sniffs people in inappropriate places. And that's the same reason dogs sniff other dogs in inappropriate places as well. It's kind of like Googling, searching the web. A lot of information comes from those areas of the human body and other dogs' bodies. So let your dog sniff away. He may need more information than he has. I'll more next time.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Wanna know who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know who's taking you home, and loving you so. The way I used to love.
Another successful half hour of conversation is headed your way with the DJV experience and the perspectives of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls. In our studio, the interpretation of things that happen to us. Often you hear people say, oh, that's unfair, or I'm disturbed, or something like that because of events that happen to us. But if you look at it the other way, you want to put a positive spin on it. Don't most of those things that cause scars make you smarter and stronger under the circumstance? The positive effect of things that happened to you. We were talking about Taylor Swift.
Usually.
And her boyfriends and John Mayer and his girlfriends and things like that. But yeah, I think most of the time, not always, you're right, Jennifer, not always, those things make you stronger. Now, is that the case with real physical hurts? There's a question of the week that I came across on one of the websites regarding pain. The suggestion is that some of all of us can understand what the pain is all about. Other people get boo-boos, little boo-boos. People claim to feel your pain. One wonders if that's possible I often say, like I said to Miles the other day when he fell down, he and I were racing down the street, and he fell down, and he scraped his hands a little bit on the cement, and I picked him up, and I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yes." Or he says, "Yeah, yeah." And so he just kept moving. I kissed it and made it better. And so I was thinking, with regard to this survey that I saw, what causes the most physical pain? When you stub your toe, you've done that, right?
That hurts.
Bumped your head.
Ugh, it's always the pinky toe on the bed frame.
Ugh. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Maybe a splinter. Paper cut. I did one of those this past week. It's funny because they're so little, but yet they hurt. And how about hitting your funny bone?
Oh.
I even get a kick out of the
terminology. Not funny, by the way.
Well, it isn't funny. No, how did it become the funny bone? I don't even get that. But think about it, just for the heck of it, and I'm giving you a few suggestions. Toothache is something else that really, these are things you can't escape. Like when I have, once in a while I put these things on my back where my problem is, the big square patches that you can put there that supposedly relieve the pain, and then when you pull them off, or sometimes my chiropractor puts those tapes on there, and then you get in the shower and they start to get loosened up, and you take them off, and they pull the hair out with them. You've all done that. You've seen it, or you've all probably done it. Yeah. So, or do you get your wax? What is that? Was it last year I learned about what a Brazilian was? I think it was last year.
Just last year
you learned
what that was?
Do you remember that discussion, Jennifer? You don't remember.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember who we were.
I think she's trying to block it out.
I might have blocked it, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I think Andrea Metcalf was on this, and she was talking. Andrea is a physical therapist and physical culturist who have been on the program off and on, and she was talking about how she prepares herself to look well, and somehow we get off onto a discussion of a Brazilian. Now, how many men out there, I asked this question, you can respond if you want. Follow us at DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. I'm sure they'd be happy to know when the first experience was you had with a Brazilian, or do you even know, are you like me? You don't know what a Brazilian is. See how quiet it got?
And we're
I'm
not talking
Jen take this so strange.
We're not talking about people here.
Why? Oh, why is that strange?
You do know what this is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think, is your question, like, when do girls start getting Brazilians?
He asked boys.
What? I wanted to know if boys knew what a Brazilian was.
Oh, I feel like everyone does.
Okay. I can tell they would like me to move on, folks. So,
especially when they start rolling that wax ball.
Right. All right, so the federal government today will approve the Keystone Pipeline. And I think that's good. There have been good things this week, and there have been bad things this week, as has been the case, not just since this president became president, but any president. Good things come of what the work is about, and bad things come. I think, on the other side, the Dakota Pipeline is a disaster and ought not be done. But as far as the XL Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, I think that it's cool. One of the reasons I was looking at it, as I'm looking at the map, I see that this fast-moving, there's a real bad fire in Texas, for those of you who aren't there or haven't heard. We were so consumed yesterday with the story about what happened in England that everything else seemed to fall through the cracks. Not that it's necessary for you to know about this wildfire in Texas on the panhandle, but it is important in as it's affecting a lot of livestock and wildlife and a lot of natural things that get in the way, the trees and things that are affected by it. This is really a raw story, though, when you see how fast-moving this fire is. Mm. I don't think we're going to have a danger of that in California this year, Jennifer, because of all the rain we've had there.
It'll get hot.
I thought there had a lot of rain, though, in Texas over the winter for some reason or other.
Well, there's supposed to be a lot of rain coming to California in the spring and summer this year, so hopefully you won't have the dry wildfires again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was really scary. I mean, I'm in New York, but it was scary to watch that And yeah. Jen, you were right close to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were, gosh, a few years ago, my mom's house was evacuated. I had her and my uncle's stuff here because everybody evacuated to my house. Everything around us was on fire. It's really frightening because there's nothing you can do. And you're just at the mercy of hoping that the wind doesn't shift. It's pretty mm-hmm. scary stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny. I don't know if funny is the right word, but it's amusing when you look to what goes on radio programs. I can remember when I first got started doing this, I would spend moments every day. Most of my radio work has been on in the morning because I, by default, when I started in Tiffin at school, I was the only one who could get up to go do the morning show. The guy who was supposed to do it slept in about 5 out of the 6 days a week. So I got a call, and I was Johnny on the spot because what for a kid 18, 19 years of age to even do the local morning show, it was really cool. So I remember silly things like I was told what the format was. You have to go through this date in history. And it was always what had happened in the decade. That was the 1960s. So I just for the fun of it, I don't know why I decided to do this, but I went back to the decade of the 60s as to what happened on this date being March the 24th, the first automated post office was opened in Providence, Rhode Island. Can you imagine? Today we don't even need a post office. We don't even need stamps, right? And this was only, what, 50-something, how many years ago was this? 1960 or 56 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
56 wow. years ago. Wow. On this date in 1961, President Kennedy established the Peace Corps. Cool. How many people do you know in your life who have belonged to the Peace Corps? I've had plenty. Maybe it's an age thing, though, is it?
Yeah, I don't know of one.
The people still, the Peace Corps still exists, I think, doesn't it?
It yes, because I have one friend, a friend of a friend, really. She was in the Peace Corps for, I guess, maybe a few years after college she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's not something you hear about. Maybe other countries are big on it, but I don't think American students are really into it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the new big thing is Teach for America. I know multiple people who did Teach for America, but I don't know anyone in the Peace Corps.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
The Hearst Corporation, big newspaper company at the time, closed New York's Daily Mirror on this date in 1963. The unions got their pay raises following a strike, and the day after they got their pay raises, they shut the newspaper down, putting everybody out of work.
Wow.
And thus, those of you who think, why do I know that name, the Hearst Corporation? You'll remember Patty Hearst, who was the granddaughter of the founder of the Hearst newspaper chain. She was taken by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Remember that story? Anybody got memories? You probably, anybody here know about that from school?
I don't, no.
Really? You don't remember that story? Oh, yeah. That was a big deal. Patty Hearst was, and then she joined
them. She was kidnapped?
Well, she was kidnapped by them for ransom, and then it turned out she fell for one of the guys. The Symbionese Liberation.
Oh, that was
like
what
the
they call
Black
like the,
Panthers.
Right? Don't they call that something syndrome?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
Stockholm. There you go.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. See, you do remember.
Yeah.
No, I just know what that syndrome is.
Well,
I don't know that specific story, but how did she? Did she get out okay, or what? How did
she,
that end?
No, she stayed on her own. She finally left after a number of years with this guy who ran it, but she became his lover. And they were robbing banks and all kinds of
stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, oh, man. Get into it. It was really a very interesting time. Anyway, so that's what I would have done were I on the radio back in 1966 or 68 or whenever the heck it was that I was doing it. But for today, what we're doing is food news. At this moment in time, 45 past the hour, brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You want to be healthy? Then you go online to tasty-lee.com and you order your Tasty Lee tomatoes. Or go into your grocery store and ask for them by name. Why would they do that? Okay, ladies, tell us your experiences, please, by enjoying the taste of the Tasty Lee. What have you done with them? It sounds like, what have you done for me lately? How have you, Victoria, you said yesterday you're going to order some more.
I ordered some more yesterday, yeah. I took the last two that I had down to my parents' house last weekend, and they just were raving about it. Like, my mom actually emailed me to say, those tomatoes were amazing. We put them in the salad last night.
Yeah.
So,
they're different. They really are markedly different.
They're a dark, dark red color when you cut into them. They're very ripe, and they have a sweetness. So there's no, they don't taste very acidic. They have a real nice sweetness to them. They're just really, I've never had anything like them. They're delicious.
All right, Jen, what about you?
Well, I think my favorite thing that I did with them, other than just eating the tomatoes, and keep in mind, I am not a tomato fan when they are mealy and kind of worn out. These Tastily tomatoes are juicy. They look like a tomato. They smell and taste like a tomato. With a lot of flavor. But my favorite thing, and I told you guys about this, is bruschetta. I just diced up some garlic, some of the Tastely tomatoes, some basil and olive oil, and it was so delicious. It was really, really good because you get that sweet, juicy flavor out of these tomatoes. That's
when
pretty
amazing.
When you
chop up tomatoes and onions, you ever cut your hands?
I have in the past, but I didn't this particular time.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. All right, so take the lady's advice and order your own shot of Tastely tomatoes. Tasty with an I. Lee.com. Order them online, tasty-lee.com, or you can go to your favorite grocery store, and yeah, they've got them. But the idea of getting delivered to you is sort of a leg up because they have to deliver them to the grocery store, and then they have to take them out of the box and put them out, so they're going to be a day or two older when you get them at the grocery store. So maybe you might think about ordering them and have them sent right to your house if it works for you that way. So the first package, you'll discover why the taste and the healthy things that we're talking about are reality. Tasty Lee tomatoes. Visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty with an I, -lee.com. Scientists can, I don't understand why people do these studies, but they do. Somebody paid to have a study done on toast.
Scientists, that just sounds ridiculous.
Toasted an entire loaf of bread, one slice at a time. They buttered each slice and dropped it from a variety of heights ranging from tabletop to ceiling. Among the findings, a dropped piece of toast never lands on its edge. Stomping your foot and yelling, darn, doesn't change a thing. And the floor in the kitchen is not nearly as clean as you would think it is if you've dropped butter down, and what it picks up. Is that the old, 4-second rule when you drop something on the floor?
I've heard people have the 5-second rule or the 3-second rule,
Or there's just people who eat off the floor.
But if toast lands butter down, it's going in the garbage. I mean, I'm not eating that. That's gross.
I totally agree, because it's like a little magnet on there. I would eat it if it was like maybe butt side down on the ground, maybe. I might think of it.
Butt side on the floor or outside on the lawn?
If it's like toast side down and it's on your kitchen floor for like, you know, a half a second, I might recycle it. But butter side down, all bets are off.
All right, so you just found out something, a secret about Jennifer, right? And to a point, I guess, about Victoria.
Look, sometimes I'm exhausted and I just have to eat on the floor, so don't judge me.
All right, 10 before the hour here in the DJV experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and you can actually give it a workout.
To exercise the skin, you lift.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are 53 after the hour. Normally, Pauline Frommer is here, but she's traveling the next couple of weeks. Man, who would have thought that a travel agent would travel? It's an amazing concept, isn't it? So she from Frommer, say it again, Doug, Frommers.com, went someplace. I forget where she said she was going. Victoria, you remember?
New Zealand, I think,
yes, New
right?
Zealand, yeah.
New Zealand. Ah, that's a great
Is it tomorrow. Winter in New Zealand, or are they
yes.
coming out of
Well, they're having
summer.
Fall. They're,
no, they're in summer.
Of, they're coming out of summer going into fall.
Right.
Underneath. That's the down under department. So the same place she'll go. The first thing she'll notice is the toilet flows and flushes the other way. You knew that, right?
I've heard that was also a myth.
No, it's not a myth. If you go south of the equator, the polarization is, and it sort of speaks to what's very interesting about our, and so compelling about our planet. There's so many idiocratic things, like why does it happen that because there's a line at the equator, what happens north of it is distinct and different than what happens to the south. Everything's the opposite. It's really fascinating, actually. So I'm not sure I want to go off on that tangent, but it was sort of an interesting reality. All right, I do have news about Virgin America and Alaska Airlines, so that'll be in our focus up next here. It's 5 before the hour.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
All right, so here's the story on Virgin America. You'll remember a number of months ago, Alaska Airlines bought Virgin for $2.6 billion. And the thing that was frustrating about it is that it was Richard Branson who started the Virgin brand from his Virgin Music days, and then all of his companies are Virgin something or other, got into the airline business about 30 years ago and started Virgin Atlantic with 5 747s. And a bunch of retired British Airways pilots. And he went to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, and Miami. That's how they started. And that's the major East Coast cities, Atlantic to Atlantic, you get it. And then the airline has done wonderfully well. He's very smart, knows how to promote. And they've become one of the most competitive international airlines. And so he decided that he would start the same sort of brand. So then came Virgin Australia. And then there's Virgin America. It was his, but he couldn't, because he wasn't an American, he couldn't own the majority stake in the airline. So he had 46% of the stock. And a guy named Carty, who used to run American, and three other guys had the rest of the stock. And so they decided that they wanted to put the money in their pocket, and they sold which is basically a very iconic brand. Virgin America service is much better than most of the other conventional airlines, certainly much better than Alaska. So you got to wonder, this is actually kind of dumb, because if they run this airline, when they take it over the way they run Alaska, nothing unique. All it'll do is dilute on the routes that they share with American or Delta or United. If they offer the same kind of service, then why bother with them? The name will be gone. The popular service, the things that they are known, Alaska's already said they aren't going to keep them. So this will happen in 2019 when they actually absorb all of them. They're going to have, I don't know, I just look at it and I think to myself, just another airline. It's nothing special in the air, and it's kind of too bad, because Virgin was, I thought, anyway. 59 past.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.